8:37, good evening, and we're just about ready for game number four. This game is being brought to you by Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis. And now we take you live with Andy Middleton.
You are, and thanks very much, Mark McVay. Putnam County Midget Basketball is on the air from the Wolfleta Tournament. Night number one, game number four. This is, as Dad likes to say, the West Coast game. And we're actually going to be about 20 minutes ahead of schedule when this game tips off. Again, top-seeded Putnam County boys, a record of 14-1, taking on 8-seed Wolfleta at 2-16. And I was told that Landon Wood for Putnam County only needs 7 points to hit 1,000 for his career. So let's take a look at starting lineups. First of all, for the La Plata Bulldogs, they threw me for a loop. Of course, I should have known they would sit on the home side because it's their house. So now I got my, you know, I like to keep everything, you know, anyway, it doesn't make any difference. Let's take a look at starting lineups. First of all, La Plata Bulldogs, 2-16, number 8 seed. They go with Landon Jones. He's a junior. Neil Green, a senior. Lee Mack, a junior. Ryan Green, a senior. And Cutter St. Clair, a junior. Greg Buescher is the head coach of the Bulldogs. And again, 2-16. Putnam County, the top seed, 14-1. Jaden Wyatt, a senior. Lance Fowler, a senior. Zach Heidenwitz, a senior. Owen Ream, a sophomore. And Landon Wood, again, only needs 7 points to hit the 1,000. For his career, he is a senior. Kyle Fleshman, the Midgets head coach. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our Putnam County Midget basketball game on KMEM. I am Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the game so far. We're going to be weather permitting, we'll be here for all of Schuyler County and Putnam County's games this week. It was Lance Fowler jumping center, and the tip controlled by Putnam County. Jordan Wyatt with it. And Landon Wood, 2 points. He needs 5 for 1,000. Just like that from the block. Now pressure by the Midgets. Ball poked away by Owen Ream. Out of bounds. Stays with the Bulldogs. Ryan Green to trigger. And full court man-to-man by the Midgets. The Bulldogs break it as Green across the timeline, now between the circles for Jones. This is Landry, hands off to Mack. Lee Mack will dribble between the two circles. Top of the key to the free throw line, kick it over to St. Clair. 3-pointer up and in. Cutter St. Clair puts La Plata on top, 3-2, just to start a thing. Now pressure by the Bulldogs as Zach Heidenwitz will take it himself right down the middle of the floor. Whistle on a foul is going to be called on Landon Jones, his first, team's first. Putnam County's ball into their own basket as they get it in for Wood at the block. Wood in the paint, put it up, missed the shot, and rebound tipped around, finally out of bounds. Last touch by Ryan Green. 5 points to 1,000 for Landon Wood. They get it in for Wyatt. Wyatt, the free throw line, finger roll in the paint. Got it. Jordan Wyatt has two. Long pass ahead to St. Clair. The block, put it up off glass, wouldn't go. High for the rebound is Heidenwitz. Allen pass to Ream. Ream in the paint and walked with it. Couldn't get the ball out of his hands. Turnover gives it back to the Bulldogs. Inbounded for Lee Mack. Poked away, stays with La Plata as Ryan Green to trigger. Get it in for Mack. Mack trying to avoid the double team. Picks up his dribble ahead to Green. Green across the timeline for St. Clair. Three ball up and in. Cutter St. Clair going to have to get a body on him. That's his second tray. He's got six. In fact, he's got all La Plata's points. Coast to coast the other way goes Jordan Wyatt. We're tied at six. 4 points for Wyatt. Landry Jones on the other end trying to get the ball ahead. They break the press. A ahead to Neil Green, and now a three-pointer from Lee Mack, right wing air balls. It, as knocking down his own guy, was Ryan Green, ran into Cutter St. Clair and put him on the floor. So Wyatt with it across the timeline, picks up his dribble, get it for Fowler. Fowler dump it down to Wood, off glass and in. Landon Wood needs three for 1,000. And now the Bulldogs trying to get the press broke. Landon Jones will get it across the timeline. Trips, collects himself. Now Mack, now St. Clair, right wing beyond three, brings it to the top of the key between the two circles. A shifting 2-3 zone. And now ball stolen away by Ream. And they're going to get, I believe, St. Clair with a reach. Quick hands by Owen Ream. It'll be Fowler to trigger. He gets it in for Wyatt. Wyatt across the timeline for Hydenwith. Right wing, get it to Landon Wood. And that ball was partially blocked. He's fouled. The shot counts. It hit every side of the rim. And a free throw here, and Landon Wood needed less than 3 minutes to hit 1,000. Free throw up. Got it. He's got 1,000 points. And you can hear the crowd, the teammates, they're holding up signs. Boy, and they're gonna stop play. Landon Wood, 1,000 career points and counting for Putnam County. And I'll keep it right here. They took a timeout just so they can congratulate him. And the Putnam County faithful holding signs and taking pictures. So congratulations, Landon Wood. Right now has 1,000 career points for Putnam County. Quite a milestone. And Coach Fleshman told me before the game that he only needed 7, and like I say, it took not quite 3 minutes for him to get his 7 points. 11-6, Putnam County, 5:20 to play in the first quarter. Played it with a basketball, trying to break the press. They get it broke across the timeline to Neil Green. And now Mack for St. Clair, right wing beyond three. Back to Mack. He'll try a three-pointer top of the key. No go, and rebound tipped around, finally out of bounds. Last touch they save by Lance Fowler. So Lee Mack to inbound. Mack looking now in the backcourt for Green. Green, his pass stolen away by Fowler. Midgets the other way in a hurry. Fowler lost a handle on it. Give it up to Wood. Wood take it right to the left block. Put it up and in. 1,002 points for Landon Wood on the season, on his career. And the other end, St. Clair, gets bailed out. He went in and out of control. He's bailed out by a foul by Jones. Jordan Wyatt, I mean. That's what I mean. I got my score sheet. I got everybody on the wrong side. That's his first, team's first. And with the basketball, Neil Green. Green, skip pass out to St. Clair. Left wing to the free throw line. Out back to Green. Three ball up. Bricked it. Ball loose on the floor. And finally taken out of there by Hydenwith. Hydenwith behind the back dribble at the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Get it to Fowler, top of the key. Tell you, these Bulldogs are quite pesky. Baseline 10-footer by Wyatt. He's got 6. And it's 15-6 Putnam County. Now steal by Wyatt. And he'll take it to take it under the basket. Out of control, walked with it. And it's coming in for the Bulldogs. Tucker Butte. And the big guy, Caden Safely. And pass is tipped. Taken out of there by Hydenwith. In the paint, turnaround, Bunny wouldn't go. Rebound is tipped. They're going to call Fowler for over the back. First one on Lance Fowler. That's coming into the ball game is Trace Riediger. So Safely will trigger. Safely looking. Finally gets it in for Jones. Back to Safely. One dribble. And Jones, middle of the floor for Butte, and a whistle and a what? Going to be a foul on Putnam County. Foul on Lance Fowler, his second. Nope, check that. His first. So with it is Mac. Finds St. Clair left wing. He'll bring the top of the key back to Mac along the baseline for safely. Out to Jones left wing. Top of the key, St. Clair. Missed the three-pointer. Rebound tipped around and finally taken out of there by Ream. Ream will pull up left wing beyond three. Got it, tried to get it to Wood. Went through his hands and out of bounds. Back to La Plata in the ball game. Comes Jaden Preble. With it is St. Clair. Lost a handle on it, picked up by Butte. Butte with it across the timeline. Ahead to Jones. Taken away from him by Fowler. Fowler motors the other way, guarded by Jones. Pulls up right wing beyond three, handoff to Ream. Ream to the top of the key. Along the left side of the key, took it in the paint, put it up, missed the shot, drew the foul. And he'll shoot a pair. The foul was on Cutter St. Clair, his second. And Ream missed the first, I believe. Still looking at his first point of the ball game. Ream, free throw up. Missed them both. Wood with a rebound, goes back up strong, missed it. Fowler had the rebound and taken away by Safely, and now he's going to get the foul, and that is his second foul, as off the bench comes Jaden Wyatt. So inbounded to Mac across the timeline, and St. Clair on the right wing now. St. Clair dribbles between the two circles, back to the right wing, picks up his dribble, Safely in the paint, and back out to Mack on the left wing, up top for St. Clair, poked away from him, and it was Jaden Preble took a shot in the face on that smack basketball. The other end is Ream, baseline three, left it short, and loose ball on the ground. Wood had it and touched it as it was as it hit the baseline. 2:30 to play in the first quarter, 15-6 Putnam County. Both teams may be playing just a little out of control. In the paint for Butte. Poked out of bounds. Stays with Lavoida. Safely to inbound it. Inbound along the right baseline for Mack. At the block for Green. Back to Mack, right wing beyond three to the top of the key. Now Green. Now St. Clair in the paint for Butte. And his pass poked away, picked up by Wyatt. Wyatt motors across the timeline. Wyatt all the way to the block, taken away from him by Safely. Safely, his pass, poked away, picked up by Wood. Wood with a dribble and just kind of muscles St. Clair away. Now Jones with a right, or Wyatt with his right wing beyond three. Up top, top of the key for Preble. Along the baseline, that's Wyatt. Missed the shot, got his own rebound up off glass, missed it. And Butte with a rebound. Outlet to Lee Mack. Head to St. Clair. Across the key. To Neil Green lays it up and in. Off the bench is Heidenwitz. Set to check back in. 1:19 to play in the first quarter. Wyatt. Now they'll get it in for Wood at the right block. Puts it up. Hooping the harm. Landon Wood has 11 in the first quarter. Try it for three the hard way. So now 1,004 points. Hiding within, and Owen Ream's going to get a breather. Also coming into the ball game, Carter Simmons for Putnam County. Wood missed the free throw, and then a foul on the rebound. And that was Carter Simmons just into the ball game, his first, team's fourth, and Bulldog basketball. Andrew Jones across the timeline has Safely on the left side. Now Safely between the circles, picks up his dribble, and still it gets poked away. takes it to the left wing. St. Clair along the baseline, skip past Jones, and they get it in the paint for Butte, lay it up and in. Tucker Butte, long pass ahead to Simmons, and he'll hand it off to Riediger, lays it up and in from the left block. Bulldogs the other way, Landry Jones, now safely between the two circles. Give it up, St. Clair, left wing beyond three, his pass, tried to force one inside, Riediger pokes it away, out of bounds, stays with the Bulldogs, 25.4 to play in the first quarter. Midgets by 19, or by 9, 19 to 10. Cutter St. Clair is going to be fouled. And that's two quick ones on Carter Simmons. 16 foul on Putnam County. They get it in for Jones. And now safely right wing beyond three, ball fake. Takes it between the circles. Get it off for Jones. Left wing. Three ball up. Won't go. High for the rebound is Heidenwitt. Long pass ahead. Simmons. Cross-court pass for Riediger. Lay it up and in. Nice look. And that's the end of the first quarter with a score. Putnam County 21. We'll play to 10. Back with the second in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Friends, do you enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture. They also offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan, Missouri, member FDIC. For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222. 660-947-2222.
Welcome back. We'll play to high school. 2022, we'll play to Invitational Basketball Tournament. Night number one, game number four, top-seeded Putnam County. And number eight seed La Plata, after one, it's 21-10 Putnam County. A quarter in which saw Landon Wood hit 1,000 points for his career and counting. La Plata with it, starts the second quarter, and it was Butte, tried to turn around against Wood. And it's blocked by Landon Wood. So Putnam County, or La Plata, will have it out of bounds under their own basket. They get it in for Landry Jones. His three-pointer is rejected by Trace Riediger. The other way comes Wyatt. Wyatt, dump it in for Wood. Triple team. Missed the shot, drew the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line. Wood. Free throw up, got it. 12 points for Landon Wood. Wood, free throw up. Missed it, and out with a rebound is Tucker Butte. And Landon Jones just double dribbled. Give the ball back to the Midgets, leading 22-10, just the start of this second quarter. And they get it into Wyatt. Wyatt motors across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Landon Wood at the block. Tried to get it or pivot. Got too far behind the basket off the side of the backboard. And now Jones with it. Now loose on the floor. Picked up by Wyatt. Wyatt, lay it up. Missed it too hard. Ream with a rebound. His put back goes down. Owen Ream's first two of the ball game. And it's 24-10, Putnam County by 14. La Plata with the basketball. This is Ryan Green between the circles. Set the check back in Lance Fowler. And now a turnover by La Plata as Landon Wood gets to get a breather. Not sure what La Plata did, but it's Putnam County basketball as Jaden Wyant, top of the key, along the right side of the key. And now in the paint, turnaround jump shot by Trace Riddiger. Goes down, 6 points for Trace, and it's a 16-point midget lead as Lee Mack will drive it all the way to the left block, lost a handle on it. Heidenwith came out of there with it. He'll get it to Wyant, and Wyant will bring it up for the Midgets. Quick pass in the corner for Ream. Three-pointer up won't go. High for the rebound is Fowler's put back up and in, and the Midgets are starting to heat up, 28-10. Their lead, 6 minutes to play in the first half. As Lee Mack on the right wing, hands off to, there's a new guy. That is 30, and I don't have a 30. That figures. And a shot goes up. Okay, 31. Lee Mack with a 10-footer goes down. His first two of the ball game, 28-12. And now a foul at the other end on Butte. His first, team seventh. It's going to send Ream to the free throw line to shoot two. He misses the first. Safely comes back in. St. Clair comes back in for the Bulldogs. Thankfully, 30 sat down because I don't have a number 30 for La Plata. Owen Ream with two, looking for three. Free throw up. Got it. 3 points for Owen Ream, 29-12. Is Putnam County's lead as Ream's going to sit down in the ballgame. Chase Tomlin seeing his first action of the first half. Lee Mack with it for La Plata. Hands off to St. Clair, top of the key, left wing for Green. Green looking, guarded by Heidenwith to the top of the key. Now St. Clair on the right side. Underneath for safely. Puts it up and in. Putnam County the other way, leading 29-14. Lance Fowler into the corner for Simmons. Now Heidenwith tried a three-pointer, partially blocked. St. Clair out with a rebound. He's going to bring it all the way himself in the paint. Dump it down low for Green and missed the bunny from the left side. Heidenwith out with the rebound. Outlet to Fowler. And Fowler will walk it across the timeline for Heidenwith into the corner. For Tomlin, up top for Carter Simmons, three ball from the top of the key won't go down. Now with the rebound is Lee Mack. Give it to Safely. Safely guarded by Fowler. Now for Green at the top of the key. Green looks for movement. Still looking for movement. And now Safely at the free throw line. Safely picks up his dribble. And he'll kick it down to the corner for Green. Three ball is an air ball, and Heidenwith comes out of there with it. Pass ahead to Riediger. Top of the key, Fowler. Now Tomlin. Fowler, Heidenwith, three ball from the top of the key. Rebound, Fowler's put back up and in. Lance Fowler has four. 31-14. 3:50 to play in the first half. Putnam County with the lead. La Plata with the basketball. Safely. Into the corner, right corner, Mack. Baseline three won't go down. And Heidenwith has the rebound. Long pass ahead to Tomlin. Back to Heidenwith. Heidenwith pulls up. Left wing beyond three. Dribble drive to the left block. Finger roll layup up and in. Zach Heidenwith has two. 33-14. Safely with the basketball. Out in the center circle. Between the legs dribble. Directing traffic. Now he'll give it up for Mack on the right side. Mack will bring it to the center of the court. Safely left wing beyond three. Three ball up, too hard. And high for the rebound is Riediger. And almost stolen away from him by Green, but Green ran out of bounds with it. Wood back in the ball game. Also, Preble comes back into the ball game. 33-14, 3:01 to play in the first half. Putnam County with a lead in the basketball. Winner is going to get Atlanta on if we don't have snowpocalypse and are able to play Wednesday. That's when the championship semifinals are. On the other end is Wood. Well, top of the bracket as Wood gets the layup to go down, hooping the harm. The top half of the bracket will play tonight and Wednesday. Bottom half plays tomorrow and Thursday, and then as Wood gets three the hard way. 15 first half points for Landon Wood, 36-14. But, you know, with our luck, snowpocalypse is going to hit, and we'll end up, you know, playing championship games 2 weeks from now. Landry Jones, center circle. Left wing for Mack. Now Mack brings it all the way around the arc, the three-point arc. And now they're going to say, well, I mean, they're right. Carter Simmons kicked the pass, so we'll play his ball out of bounds. And now another kick by Fowler, and we'll do it again as Caden safely will inbound it. Gets it into Butte along the baseline. Butte dribble drive right at Wood. And Wood just put the paw up and blocked it. Get that stuff out of here. The other end out of control with Simmons. Taken away from him. We'll play it the other day. I don't even think Landon Wood jumped. I think he just stuck the paw up there and blocked the shot of Tucker Butte. Jones in the center circle. Now St. Clair, left wing. He'll bring it to the top of the key. Now turn around and take it back the other way. Give it up Mack. Mack or Butte. Butte takes it at Wood. Too far under the basket. And Wood blocks another one. This time they're going to call him for the foul. His first, team's seventh. And to the free throw line will go Tucker Butte. Fifteen first half points for Wood. Butte's free throw up and in, his first point of the ball game. Check that, his third point of the ball game. As Jaden Wyatt comes back in, Ballard's going to sit down. And, okay, looks like Hunter Grable came in. Butte, second free throw up, missed it. Wood with a rebound. And Wood will dribble up. And the exchange with Wyatt, stolen away by Jones, and then he missed the layup and now tied up. He and Wyatt, possession arrow belongs to Putnam County. A minute 37 to play in the first half, Putnam County 36, play to 15. And no, they called a foul on a jump ball. The foul was on Landon Jones, his second. And to the free throw line will go Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt. Got six looking for seven. Breathe up. Got it. So he'll get the bonus. 7 points for Jaden. And 37-15 is Putnam County's lead. Gym is quite empty, as you might imagine. There's some pretty good group of Putnam County fans here, but missed the second. Ball goes out of bounds. I think last touch by Atlanta, or by La Plata. It was. So Putnam County with the ball under their own basket. It's Preble the trigger. Get it in to Wood. He works against safely and puts it up and in. 17 points for Landon Wood. And the other end, St. Clair takes it right at the right block. And I'll see who they call the foul on. They call it on Jaden Preble. And so St. Clair is going to get a chance for the and one. And he left it short. 8 points the first half for St. Clair. And the other end, we're going to get a foul on Wyatt. And he's going to go back to the free throw line. They call it on Caden Safely, his first. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, they called it on St. Clair. That's his third. As Jaden Wyatt hits the first, he's got eight. No, that's three fouls on Cutter St. Clair. Second one up, left it short. Wood with a rebound. Wood goes back up strong, missed the shot, got his own rebound. And now they're going to say it safely tied him. Nope, they're going to call a foul on safely. And that is his first. Team's 10th. Nope, team's 8th. Oh, no, they got Putnam County as a home. Okay, yeah, team's 10. A plate is set on the visitors, or the home side's bench, but Putnam County is the home team on the scoreboard. As Landon Wood hits the first, splits him as he misses the second one. 18 points for Landon in the first half. The other end is Mack. Picks up his dribble, looks for help. Cross court for Jones. Now Jones between the center circle, under a minute to play in the first half. Wing for Mack on the left side. Mack will bring it between the two circles. In the paint for Safely, and he'll take it out to the left wing. Now he'll try a three-pointer. Skips across the rim. Rebound taken out of there by Landon Wood. Outlet to Wyatt. Wyatt pulls up right wing beyond three for Wood. At the block, turn around, put it up. Glass wouldn't go. Tipped around, got his own rebound, put it back up. Wouldn't go. This time rebound by Hunter Grable from the left side. Put it up and in. 43-17. 22 seconds to go in the first half. And Landon Jones walks with it. It's into the ball game. Chase Tomlin, or back into the ball game, Chase Tomlin. Wood's going to probably sit down for the rest of the quarter. With 18 first half. In a hurry is Wyatt. Going to take it coast to coast. Missed the shot. Out with a rebound. An outlet to Neil Green. He's going to go coast to coast from left block. Maybe hooked it in. 4 points for Neil Green. And at the buzzer, a prayer put up by Chase Tomlin is not answered. And after one half, it's Putnam County 43, La Plata 19. Back with a halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Hey, Cafe Anderson here, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
We go together like tacos and margaritas, slow dancing with my señorita, kissing under the stars in San Antonio. Forever we're together through every end, every light, tacos and margaritas.
Learn more about the movement and listen to my music at bootbarn.com/backonair.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222, 660-947-2222.
Welcome back to La Plata High School. The 2022 La Plata Invitational Basketball Tournament. Night number one, game number four, top-seeded Putnam County, and number eight seed La Plata. We're at the half, and Putnam County boys having no trouble. They jumped out 21-10 after one. And outscored La Plata 22-9 in the second to lead at 43-19. He'll play the lead in scoring by Cutter St. Clair's 8 points. Cutter in some foul trouble, 3 first-half fouls. They got 4 from Neil Green. Tucker Butte had 3, 2 points from Lee Mack, and 2 from Caden Safely. Landon Wood leads all scorers with 18. He needed 7 to hit 1,000 for his career, and he got that pretty within under 3 minutes into the game. He got his 1,000th career point on a and-one free throw and has since added to that by scoring 18 first half. Jaden Wyatt has 8, 4 points from Lance Fowler, 2 from Zach Heidenwith. They got 3 points from Owen Ream, 6 from Trace Riediger, and 2 points from Hunter Grable. There you have it, 22-19, or 43-19 at the half. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
When a nasty cold keeps you up all night, Vicks NyQuil Severe gives you powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, which changes a night that sounds like this into a night that sounds more like this. Ah, that's better. NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, stuffy head, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed.
If you have a high school senior, scholarships are available from NEMER and the Foundation for Rural Services. Visit their website at NEMER.net and click on the scholarship link. NEMER's $500 scholarship applications are due by March 31st, so hurry and apply. NEMER Telecom loves to give back to you, their loyal customers. Thank you for allowing NEMER to be your internet service provider.
Welcome back, La Plata High School. 2022 La Plata Invitational Basketball Tournament, night number one, game number four. Games earlier tonight. The first game of the tournament was the 4-5 matchup, Putnam County and North Shelby. Actually, North Shelby, I think, was... North Shelby, the 4, Putnam County, the 5. It was a 55-48 North Shelby win. Lady Raiders improved to 10-6. Putnam County evens their records at 8-8. North Shelby led by Natalie Thrasher's 13. 12 for Meg Shively and Ava Williams, 10. Putnam County led in scoring by Elise Perkins, 13. They got 11 from Jesselyn Knowles. So Putnam County will take on Kirksville JV. Unless weather becomes an issue, they're scheduled to play Wednesday at 4:30 in Consolation Semifinal. Second game of the night, boys game. Another 4-5 matchup, Atlanta the 4, Schuyler County the 5. It was an Atlanta victory, 49-40 over Schuyler County. Atlanta 15-4, Schuyler County drops to 8-10. Landon Gillian led the way with 17 points for Atlanta. Trevin Small in double figures for Schuyler County with 12. So the Rams will take on the winner or the loser of this game. It'll be the late game Wednesday in the consolation semifinal. The third game of the night was the top-seeded Schuyler County Lady Rams and the Kirksville JV. Schuyler County improves to 16-3 with a beatdown of the JV Lady Tigers. 72-23, the final there. Kirksville's top scorer was Patience Fouts with 6. Ashlyn Laws and J.C. Morris in double figures for the Lady Rams at 12-19, respectively. I will be back with the second half in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Every 4 years, the world's greatest athletes compete for gold.
Team USA wins gold!
That time is now. The Winter Olympics are coming to NBC and Peacock.
Team USA would not be denied.
17 days of action, wow, excitement, glory, and history in the making.
United States wins gold!
Don't miss a single epic moment. The Winter Olympics, starting February 3rd on NBC and Peacock.
So you finally got your credit score up to 700. You're feeling good, about to get a new credit card with rewards. You apply and, ooh, it's not approved. And that knocks your score right out of the 700 club. There's a better way. Next time, go to Credit Karma and check out your approval odds first so you can find a card you're more likely to get approved for. And with over 100 million members, there are plenty of reviews to help you choose. Get your free credit scores and find the right card for you at Credit Karma. Approval not guaranteed, subject to checks.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
Can you get a fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. They offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Putnam County State Bank has a staff that's friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan. Putnam County State Bank, your hometown bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back. La Plata High School, La Plata Invitational Tournament 2022. Things have been going on since the 38-39 season is when it had their very first tournament. I did not mention Schuyler County. The Lady Rams will moved into the championship semifinals. Weather permitting, they'll take on North Shelby in the semis at 7:30 on Wednesday. But we're going to kind of have to just wait and see on all this. Get a couple of 3 inches or 6 or 7 inches makes a heck of a freezing rain makes a lot of difference. So the Bulldogs back on the court. The Midgets still gathered around Coach Fleshman. Now they're out on the court, leading top seed Midgets, leading 43-19, and they'll have the ball to start the second half. As they inbound it to Heidenwith. Heidenwith between the circles. Tried to find Fowler on a backdoor cut. Poked away and taken out of there by La Plata. This is Lee Mack. Mack between the circles and now Safely, who starts the second half. And St. Clair also out there, and he's playing with three fouls, right wing beyond three. And now the free throw line for Mack. Now this is Safely, dribble drive from the left side, put it up over Heidenwith, it goes down. Caden Safely has 4 points. The other end is Landon Wood. Put it up. Out of a lot of control in the paint. Wouldn't go. Safely with a rebound. Long pass ahead to St. Clair. And now Safely will try the top of the key three. It goes down. He's got 7. And La Plata comes out on a little mini run here to start the second half. The other way is Heidenwith, baseline three, skips across the rim. Long rebound ran down by Wyatt. And now Fowler, left wing beyond three, top of the key for Ream. Three-pointer up, missed it. And rebound poked around, and out of there with it comes Cutter St. Clair. And St. Clair threw it away, picked up by Ream. Layup up, layup in for Owen Ream. He's got 5. 45-24, just the start of the second half. The other end is St. Clair between the circles. St. Clair for Safely at the free throw line. Now three ball from the left side goes down. That was Lee Mack. He's got 5, 45-27. These pesky Bulldogs not going to go away quietly. It's Wyatt. They're going to lob it in for Wood. One dribble Fowler now hiding with. Lob it into Wood again. works again against Butte, missed the shot, got his own rebound, missed the shot, and goes out of bounds, last touched by La Plata. Inbound it to Wood. And now Wyatt on the left wing, into the corner for Heidenwith. Lob it in. Tried to force one into Wood, poked away by Butte. And then lost at the other end by Cutter St. Clair. So Putnam County the other way, under six to play in the third. Jordan Wyatt almost stolen away. Now it is stolen away by St. Clair. Now they're going to call a foul. Both players were on the floor. They're going to call a foul on Jordan Wyatt. His first, team's first. And will play the ball on the near side. Safely gets it in for Mack. Back to Safely, left wing. Dribble drive in, and he'll bring it back out. Hand off to St. Clair, working the top of the key. And now a lob, tried to get him behind the defense for Green, and he has to just get rid of it. Almost stolen away by Owen Ream, out of bounds. Stays will play down to their own basket. And they get it in. The backcourt for Mack. Now St. Clair safely walked, got by with it, drug his pivot foot. And now St. Clair will try a left wing three, missed the shot, but right there for the rebound was Green, missed the putback. And Heidenwith comes out with a rebound. Long pass ahead to Ream. Left side three, left it short. And out with a rebound comes Lee Max. Mack between the circles to the top of the key, now safely with it. He'll dribble between the two circles. Bounce pass free throw line for St. Clair, stolen away by Wyatt. Midgets the other way, leading 45-27, under five to play. Give touch pass to Fowler on the left block. Couldn't get the shot to go down, but he'll go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. The foul's on Tucker Butte, his second. Fowler free throw up, left it short. 4 points on the ball game so far for Lance Fowler. He'll get another one. Free throw up. Missed it. And on the rebound was Butte, and he fell down. They call traveling. So Putnam County's ball under their own basket. Heidenwith will trigger as soon as we do a little housework. Sweat on the floor or get that wiped up. And now Heidenwith will trigger. Yeah, we're playing ball. Lob it for Wood, and his pass anticipated by St. Clair, stolen away, layup up and in. Cutter St. Clair jumped the coverage on that one. He's got 10. The other one is Fowler, another forced pass, stolen away. They're trying to get it to Wood. They're trying to force it into him because all of a sudden La Plata comes out playing zone. And now Butte at the free throw line off to St. Clair. Took it right at Brandon Wood. Shot rejected. Landon Wood. So it's going to be safely to inbound it for the Bulldogs. Looking, still looking, and a 5-second call. Gives it back to the Midgets as Trace Riediger will trigger back into the ball game. Get it in for Fowler. 4 minutes to play in the third, 45-29 Putnam County. As Heidenwith, left wing beyond three. And again, they keep trying to dump it into Wood. And again, he's been about six pairs of hands and arms surrounding him. At the other end, it's safely with another three-pointer. He's got 10 points, and 45-32 is Putnam County's lead. The other end is Ream, left wing three goes down. 8 points for Owen Ream. 3:30 to play, 48-32. is Putnam County's lead. Cutter St. Clair lost the handle on the basketball, picked up by Hyden with the head to Ream. Layup up! Layup in! 10 points for Ream. Back to an 18-point midget lead. Here's Safely, left wing beyond three, picks up his dribble and gets it to Butte. Now hand off St. Clair on the left side. Lob it into Butte. Out to Lee Mack. A shot just inside the arc. Wouldn't go too hard off the back iron. Rebound taken out of there by Ream. Under three to play. Ream all the way to the house from the right side. Got it to go down. A 20-point midget lead. As Safely pulls up between the two circles. And now St. Clair left wing beyond three. St. Clair with a dribble. Skip pass over to Safely on the right wing. Skip pass back to St. Clair. Just about threw it over his head. And timeout taken. Timeout La Plata with 2:24 to go in the third. Putnam County 52. La Plata 32 back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@niemer.net. That's urep@niemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222, 660-947-2222.
Back at La Plata High School, the 2022 La Plata Invitational Basketball Tournament. Game number four on the radio for you. Top-seeded Putnam County all over number eight seed La Plata, 52-32. La Plata's got some fight in them, though. As now a shot goes up by Butte, too hard off the back iron. Ream out with the rebound. Just over 2 minutes to play in the third. Fowler pull up just inside the three-point arc on the right side. And now touch pass underneath from Owen Ream to Riediger. Layup up and in. Riediger with eight. A 22-point lead for Putnam County under two to play. As Cutter St. Clair. St. Clair between the circles. And now the Midgets 2-1-2, kind of a shifting zone. They get it for Butte, dropped it, picked it up, got it back again, passed it out to Jones, who passed it back to Butte. Now ball loose on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow is La Plata's. And they'll have the ball. As back into the ball game comes Jaden Wyatt. And Fowler's going to get a breather. And La Plata's ball under their own basket. Ryan Green to trigger. Looking has Neil Green. And then they're going to get out to St. Clair, put it up from the free throw line. Shot wouldn't go. And Jordan Wyatt out with the rebound. Wyatt in a hurry. Wyatt, right side, into the corner. Ream has the hot hand. Bullseye! Baseline three. 15 points for Owen Ream, 57-32. St. Clair between the circles, top of the key. And now wing for Neil Green. Right side, guarded by Jaden Pribble. Green to Landry Jones on the right side, back to Green between the two circles, almost stolen away. Now top of the key, three from Neil Green goes down. He's got seven. 57-35, a 22-point midget lead. And high post for Wood. A floater in the paint wouldn't go. Got his rebound, shot wouldn't go, but he got the foul. Wanted the and one, but he'll have to settle for two throws. As Landon Wood, so far, has been shut out in the third quarter. Free throw up. Not anymore, 19 points. For Landon Wood. .58, .35, 37 seconds to play in the third. Wood, free throw up. Got them both, 20 points. Two in the second half, to this point anyway, for Landon Wood. And the other way is Lee Mack across the timeline. To the top of the key, to the free throw line. Kick it out safely to the left wing. He'll take it to the baseline. Back to the wing. Skip pass over to Mack. Wyatt got a hand on it. Goes out of bounds. Heidenwith comes back into the ball game. Also Carter Simmons for the Midgets. As Safely looks for somebody to throw it to, gets Jones back to Safely, and he'll get it back to Jones on the left side. Ball almost stolen away by Riediger. Stays with Leda, 13.5 to play in the third. 59-35 is Putnam County's lead through almost three quarters. Safely looking, has Lee Mack, and Mack is going to be fouled by Jaden Wyatt. That's three on Wyatt. And Safely to trigger. Just the second team foul. Back both teams with two team fouls. Safely looking, already 1 5-second call. And quick hands by Riediger. Steals the ball away, hands off to Landon Wood. And Wood, a floater in the paint, at the buzzer, missed it, got his own rebound, or missed it before the buzzer, got his own rebound, and put it back up at the buzzer, would not go down. That's how we end three quarters of play with the score, Putnam County 59. We'll play to 35, back at the fourth in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Welcome back to La Plata High School, 2022 La Plata Invitational Basketball Tournament. Fourth game of the night, top-seeded Putnam County, showing why they are the top seed. 59-35 lead over 8-seed La Plata. Bulldogs got some fight in them, though. Both teams scored 16 points apiece in that third quarter. So we didn't gain a thing from halftime. As with it is Mack between the circles. Handoff for Jones. La Plata with the basketball. And now Neil Green back into the ball game for the Bulldogs. For Butte at the free throw line, and Landry Jones on the wing just walked with it. I believe 30 points is where the mercy rule kicks in. And you have a running clock. As Hunter Drable back into the ball game. Now Heidenwith, three ball from the right side, left it short. Followed his shot. Nope, wasn't able to get the rebound, but now stolen away by Wyatt, left side. Oh, he tried to jam it and missed. And Safely out with the rebound. Safely between the two circles. Safely spin dribble at the free throw line all the way to the block, and now they're going to call him for double dribble. They tried to do a little too much there. So pass ahead to Heidenwith. Grable at the free throw line, back out to Heidenwith. Heidenwith takes it to the block, got in the air, couldn't get rid of the ball, and it's a travel. So La Plata has it on the turnover as Lee Mack will jog it across the timeline. Give it up for Safely between the two circles. Safely, and now Butte. Ball fake to the free throw line. Dribble drive all the way in. Floater in the paint. Wouldn't go. And Wyatt with a rebound. Midgets the other way. Under seven to play. This time, three-pointer on the baseline. Carter Simmons drops in. Baseline three gives Simmons three. And 62-35. And Safely at the top of the key. Now Butte at the top of the key. And now Jones at the top of the key. Give it up Green, free throw line. Dribble drive in. Floater in the paint wouldn't go. And Wyatt with a rebound and walks with it. And he's lying. I'm with you, kid. I looked down for a second. When I looked back up, they had called you for traveling, and he's got his arms out wondering what in the world. And he finally shakes his head at the official. I guess he got the explanation he needed. Timeout on the floor with 6:15 to play in the ball game. Putnam County 62 will play to 35 back in 1 minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Feeling good, about to get a new credit card with rewards, you apply and, ooh, it's not approved. And that knocks your score right out of the 700 club. There's a better way. Next time, go to Credit Karma and check out your approval odds first so you can find a card you're more likely to get approved for. And with over 100 million members, there are plenty of reviews to help you choose. Get your free credit scores and find the right card for you at Credit Karma. Approval not guaranteed, subject to checks.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
Can you get a fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to La Plata High School, the La Plata Invitational 2022 version. Night number one, fourth game for us tonight. We come out of the timeout, La Plata with it. Just over 6 minutes to play in the ball game. A dribble drive by St. Clair, can't get it to fall, and then a bad outlet pass is stolen away. Now ball loose on the floor, still on the floor, and then they're going to have over and back as Lee Mack came back from the other side to get the basketball, but he didn't quite make it over the line, so the Midgets get the ball back anyways. Chase Tomlin back in the ball game. We'll inbound it. Fowler for Tomlin. Now Ream just about walked. Up top for Simmons. Ream into the corner. Fowler. Lob it in for Tomlin. Back to Fowler. Up top, Ream. The other way, for Simmons, three-pointer wouldn't go, and Butte with the rebound, outlet to Safely. Cross-court for Mack, and Mack pulls up between the two circles, hands off for Safely. Safely at the top of the key, 5:23 to play in the ball game. Picks up his dribble, looks for help, needs to get somebody, and timeout taken before the five-second call. By La Plata, 5:15 to play in the ball game. Putnam County on top, 62-35, back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. They offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Putnam County State Bank has a staff that's friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan. Putnam County State Bank, your hometown bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to La Plata High School, La Plata Invitational 2022. And Safely's inbound pass blocked by Fowler and tried to get too cute with it instead of taking it right to the hole. Tried a kind of a round behind-the-head pass to Carter Simmons, and Simmons wasn't even ready for it. So back to La Plata, as Cutter St. Clair between the circles, top of the key. He's going to lob it, tried to lob it to Neil Green, poked out of bounds or lost out of bounds by Green, so Putnam County with it. As Fowler across the timeline, we'll get it ahead. Nope, we'll go to the left wing for Simmons. Fowler. Now Ream will try a three from the right side, skips across the rim and Safely with the rebound. Looks for an outlet, has Mack under five to play. Long pass ahead to Neil Green. The right baseline for St. Clair. He's going to take it in the paint out to Green. Three-pointer on the way. He missed it, and high for the rebound is Owen Ream. And now ball lost, loose on the floor, picked up by Green. Shot blocked by Ream. Rebound by St. Clair, puts it back up and in. Carter St. Clair has 12. The other way is Fowler, pulls up right side, get it to Ream, fires one in for Chase Tomlin, or check that Hunter Grable. Now Chase Tomlin with it. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Mack. And Mack will bring it across the timeline now safely. Three-pointer, walked with it. He took a, yeah, you did. He's shaking his head. You most certainly did. You picked up your dribble and took another step before you launched your three. So there. Fowler, bring it across the timeline, top of the key. Fowler for Preble on the right side. Trying to force it on that block. That time Hunter Grable, and they've these Bulldogs have packed it in the zone. And they're not letting anything get to that block. That's why Landon Wood started playing a little more high post than low post. Inbound it to Grable along the left baseline. And now right baseline for Preble. Three ball from the top of the key. Carter Simmons left it short. Fowler tips the rebound right to Preble. And now Fowler has it between the two circles, 3:32 to play. Fowler out to Simmons. Get it to Fowler along the baseline. Five-footer wouldn't go down. And now with a rebound, Lee Mack. 62-37. And now almost another steal by Fowler. St. Clair takes it right to the hole, missed the shot. Carter Simmons with a rebound. Here's Fowler in the paint, lay it up, missed the shot, drew the foul. And Lance Fowler will shoot a pair. 4 points on the night for Lance Fowler. 62-37. The foul was on safely, by the way. It's his second. Fowler misses the first. So Putnam County is going to be taking on Atlanta in the championship semifinals. La Plata will get Schuyler County. As Treble missed them, or Fowler missed them both. Grable had the rebound and stepped on the baseline. So St. Clair for Butte on the block, turns around, puts it up and in. Tucker Butte has five. Long pass ahead to Simmons on the right wing. Skip pass, or the left wing, skip pass to Preble on the right wing. Tried to force another one inside, stolen away by La Plata. Long pass ahead. Baseball pass by Safely, and Ryan Green couldn't handle it. As Heidenwith comes back into the ball game, Fowler's going to sit down. His night probably over with. Gets a round of applause from the Putnam faithful. Heidenwith with it. Under three to play. Ahead to Simmons on the left wing. Now between the circles, Preble. Heidenwith gets it in for Grable at the block. Grable goes up strong. Missed the shot. Nope, they call a foul on the floor on Lee Mack. That's his third. And they get it in for Tomlin. Turns around, puts it up and in. 2 points for Tomlin. And 64-39. The other end, it's Lee Mack with the basketball. Skip pass to St. Clair. Left wing three. Won't go. High for the rebound is Butte off glass too hard. And knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Chase Tomlin. Stays with La Plata under their own basket. 2:02 to play. We will not be here tomorrow night because we don't have any teams playing tomorrow night, but Dad will get some bonus games. Dad will be in Kokomo with Clark County and Palmyra. It is a 5 o'clock start tomorrow. First tip for the girls of trying to get, you know, with the impending weather possibly coming in. They want to make sure everybody gets home safely, so it's an hour early start tomorrow for Clark County and Palmyra. Dad will have the call from Kokomo tomorrow night. And then we'll have to wait and see if we can come back down here on Wednesday for two championship semis and two consolation semis. Heidenwith is the midget's trying to eat some clock. He's passing it around the arc of the three-point line. As Carter Simmons stolen away from him by St. Clair, picked up by Lee Mack. Now St. Clair, right wing, beyond three. Skip pass over to Mack on the left side. Bounce pass in the paint. Butte up top safely over to St. Clair, right wing three. Skips across the rim. But there for the rebound is Ryan Green. Now three for Mack won't go. Left it short. Ball goes out of bounds. Back to the Midgets. And then I think, which is very odd that, the point may be moot, because of the weather coming in, but I think Dad was saying Putnam County is going to try and make up a conference game on Thursday. Three-pointer on the way. That was Carter Simmons, his second three of the half. 67-39. Almost got to that running clock, but we're under a minute to play safely. Works against Heidenwith in the paint out to Mack in the paint for Butte. He couldn't get it, the puck to go down, and then rebound poked out of Heidenwith's hands, goes out of bounds, stays with Putnam County. Wholesale changes coming in. Got 30 that I don't have a name or number for. A freshman Wyatt Hamilton, whose uniform is way redder than his teammates, is in the ball game. Heidenwith with the basketball. Also, Landon Jones back in the ball game. Three-pointer along the baseline. And was Preble, would not go. And a whistle and a foul. Or is it just a turnover? Midgets only two personal fouls, or two team fouls in the second half, 14 fouls for La Plata as Jones tries to go coast-to-coast with it. And Hunter Grable out with a rebound, 2-1, and ball game. Putnam County improves to 15-1. They're going on to the championship semifinals, a 67-39 win over the La Plata Bulldogs. I'll be back to wrap this night up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222. 660-947-2222.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Night number one in the books from the 2022 La Plata Invitational Tournament. As I think, the first night all the seeds went the way they were supposed to. As Putnam County, the top seed in this tournament, moves into the championship semifinals against Atlanta. Atlanta was the fourth seed, and La Plata, the eighth seed, will take on Schuyler County, the five seed, on Wednesday, weather permitting, in the consolation semifinals. So let's take a look at this game. It was all Putnam County, pretty much. The Midgets jumped out. In fact, I'm going to write this down before I forget. Midgets improved to 15-1. While La Plata drops to 2-17. Putnam County led 21-10 after one. The Midgets outscored La Plata 22-9 in the second and led 43-19 at the break. And that's pretty much was the first quarter and the first two quarters were the backbreaker because both teams scored 16 apiece in the third. It was 59-35 after three. Putnam County outscored La Plata 8-4. To win it 67-39. Again, 15-1 are the Midgets, 2-17, La Plata. La Plata led in scoring by Cutter St. Clair's 12. Caden Safely added 10. They got 7 points from Neil Green, 5 from Tucker Butte, 5 from Lee Mack to round out the scoring for the Bulldogs. Putnam County, Landon Wood led all scorers with 20 points. He hit 1,000 for his career with 7 points in less than 3 minutes it took for him to get his 1,000 points. He ends the night with 20. He had 18 in the first half. They played a lot better defense on him in the second half to hold him to just a couple of free throws. 12 points for Owen Ream. They got 8 from Jaden Wyatt, 4 from Lance Fowler, 2 from Zach Hyden with 8 points from Trace Riediger, 6 from Carter Simmons, 2 apiece from Hunter Crable and Chase Tomlin. Well, there you have it. Putnam County wins it 67-39. So tomorrow, like I said, we will have Clark County basketball since we don't have to be here for anything. Dad's going to go down to Kahokomo, Clark County, Palmyra. That game starts at the girls' game starts at 5 is with the anticipating the weather coming in. They want to make sure everybody gets in sound. Just to recap really quick, Putnam County drops to 8-8. The Lady Midgets, first-round loss to North Shelby. North Shelby improves to 10-6, a 55-48 win over Putnam County. That puts the Lady Midgets in consolation semis against Kirksville JV on Wednesday, weather permitting. Second game of the night, Schuyler County, Atlanta. Atlanta the 4, Schuyler the 5. Atlanta improves to 15-4 with a 49-40 win over Schuyler County, dropping to the Rams to 8-10. And the girls' game, top seed Schuyler County, Kirksville JVs. It was all Schuyler County, 72-23. Schuyler improved 16-3, Kirksville 10-5, and, of course, Putnam County dropping La Plata 67-39. And Schuyler County will take on North Shelby, girls' championship semifinals. Putnam County girls take on Kirksville JV. And again, Putnam County, Atlanta, and the boys' championship semis will play to Schuyler County boys in the consolation semifinals. So there you have it. I am out of here. With any luck, we'll see you back here on Wednesday. Don't forget Dad tomorrow, Clark County in Cahokia, Clark County, Palmyra. But with any luck, I mean, it's been that kind of winter, I guess. So, but we'll see. Hopefully we'll see you back here on Wednesday. For producer Mark McVeigh, for Donnie Middleton, I'm Andy Middleton. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on down the road. This is KMEM Sports. Good night.
Thanks a lot, Andy. This is the conclusion of the four games tonight, and this game has been brought to you by Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Newspaper, and Mayberry Farm Trucks and Accessories north of Memphis.